Welcome back. Tonight, we're with The Woodsheep, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Point in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. I'm so happy I'm singing la la la.
And Austin end up in a common class?
Actually, we both had the same guitar teacher, Scott Miller, and he said, you guys would be really great together, and Andrew had some recordings out. He urged me for a whole semester to listen to Andrew's music, and I finally did. Everyone should go look up some of Andrew's first records and compare with ours, because when he talks about experimental electronic music, I think that's not even doing it justice.
What were these first recordings like? Were they drawing from this anti-folk vibe that you were a part of?
I like to write very bluntly. The very first song I wrote, if I'm not counting the other one about the guitar player, it was about cats. And we'll play a cat song tonight because I love cats. I write about a lot of strange things like that, but I think it's really important to write about everything because we hear so many love songs, which are great, but you know, sometimes people feel really passionately about cats.
Met a cute little got the best of me. That wild cat howling in my chest. If I turn around, baby, well, the cat's all I got left. My, 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 I can't lie. I want you to know. Cat's got my tongue. I've been struck dumb. This is how it goes. Crumble, darling, you don't even have to try. My, 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 I can't lie. I want you to know. Cat's got my tongue. I've been struck dumb. This is how it goes.
You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guests this evening are the Woodsheep. Andrew, I'm wondering if you might introduce us to the other members of the flock.
We first had Matt Holleran join us because I thought, you know, I listened to a lot of rock and roll music, and Matt's this metal drummer that plays country and old time and Christian and gospel and all sorts of wonderful things and swing, so I thought, well, surely he can make it sound pretty. So we had him record on Live Simply, which is the first track of Watching Mars, and it absolutely blew me away. So I had to capture him and force him to join our band.
When I first came to Morehead State, I was a psychology major like Andrew was.
Oh.
And I went through the first year.
Matt Holleran.
I like psychology, but it wasn't really something I was passionate about. I kind of looked at Baird, kind of put you in a box when you play. You know, there's a very specific style that you play and that you are taught at Baird. It's just kind of not what I enjoyed playing. I came from playing in a metal band.
Imagine that. Well, and it's a tough gig for a percussionist to play tasty with acoustic players who play real.
Yeah, there was a learning curve there at the beginning, for sure. But I got there. I'm still working, but always improving.
When there's nowhere else to run, is there room for one more sun? One more sun. If you can hold on, if you can hold on, hold on.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. 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 I got soul.
A bass player, and at the time there were like 40 different bass players at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. It was like year of the bass.
And how did you end up choosing one without a beard?
It's funny, actually, our artist for our album art and our logo is really uncomfortable drawing Melissa because he's not used to drawing non-bearded people. Melissa and I, we were in the Mountain Music Ambassadors at school together, and I just really like Melissa. So
I really like
it was a great fit. She's an amazing bass player, an amazing singer, and we just work really well together.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved music. Like, I remember as a kid sitting in front of the stereo with my parents' records playing and the big headphones on and just escaping reality, you know? And so I've always listened to music, but I never played. I have children. I have three grown children. My youngest will be 17 tomorrow. My dad got sick 5 years ago. And so when he came home from the hospital, he came to stay with me. And so I had to switch my job schedule and go down to part-time. So I had worked in the dialysis clinic and had worked there for 8 years. And I thought, well, I'll go back and get my nursing degree. So I applied to Morehead State and got accepted. And so I was in the nursing program for the first year, getting prereqs and stuff like that. And I went to a concert at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, and it was like Hometown Holidays, I think. And they were just playing in the lobby, and I took my dad because he loves any kind of music. I don't know who was playing the bass or who was even playing, but I was like, I need this in my life. You know, at that moment, I needed it. So I signed up for bass lessons that semester, but it was kind of a wash that first semester, but it didn't stop. So then the next semester I had the wonderful Ruth McLean as a bass instructor. So I've never picked this instrument up, and same thing as Andrew. I mean, they're just so encouraging. I would have never thought 20 years ago that this is where I would be at my age. You know, I've never grown up doing this.
At your age, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Just imagine it's 29, but but it isn't.
You've been keeping me down for a while now, honey. My cheeks been all pressed in the dirt. Now don't get me wrong, love the wildlife, honey. It just smells like you instead of earth. Now I have been wondering, there's gotta be something more than picking up after you. You've been stealing my stars and always you.
strong. Lord, I love a puzzle, and I try to shuffle all the pieces of us, I must admit. After some assessing, some second, third guessing, darling, it seems the two of us never could. Got the sun on my side, he says I'll be just fine. If I pick a few mountains and a thrill. Got the sun on my side, and the moon in the night. Chase the sunset down and take it like a pill. Rest my heart, not sure it'll ever be.
National Bluegrass Music Association earlier, and Andrew had the privilege last year of being one of the 10 finalists in the Songwriters Showcase, and his song was featured, and a few of them, I don't know the exact number, but had been nominated for Grammys, or had won a Grammy, what we've been told, and I just like to point that out for Andrew, because he kind of gets embarrassed every time I say it.
It's the perfect opportunity for him to embarrass me, because it's in a weird tuning, so I have to let him talk about it. But thank you. It was a really amazing trip, and I'm looking forward to going back again.
Lost my home and my stores are none. I am a wayfarer with the waning sun. Well, I said, friend, please come this way to the camp where my daughters wait. We've come to trawl at the river's base. Came with me in the shade of night, a pair of mossy eyes in the moonlit pines, a lion's mane and a tender smile. Got the wild of the mountain in you, child. Near a quiet grave. finest memories lay. I know when I grow old, I'll grow like hazel in the cold wet snow. There I met a lonesome soul, and I still melt when the cold wind blows.
I would like to thank our guests, Andrew, Austin, Melissa, and Matt, the Woodsheep, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers, Cheryl Renfro, Adam Schoedinger, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Kelleher, for your help with our production each week. And we extend special thanks to those of you listening to our webcast, those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. Great to have you with us tonight. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Learn more about what we do, who's joined us, and who's coming at redbarnradio.com. And now I wonder if we might be able to get the Woodsheep to join us for one more tune to send us home. Give him a hand, folks, the Woodsheep.
Thanks for having us.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andrew, Austin, Melissa, and Matt, the Woodsheep, for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.